Hello. Hello. Hello.
Can I speak with Archie?
Hello.
Hello, is that Archie, sorry?
It is.
Sorry about that, my microphone was on mute then. I was saying hello, if you just couldn't hear me.
Right.
I'm calling from MMA Legal. I'm calling in regards to the Scottish redress claim, you know, for the abuse you're in care.
That was years ago. I don't know where I'd qualify for it, mate.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, to be fair, I think they are usually years ago that it would have been, you know, when you was in care and whatnot. Anyway.
I'm 63 today.
63 today?
No, I'm 63.
Oh, right. I thought you said it was your birthday today, though.
No, I'm 63.
No, don't worry. Most of these cases, to be completely honest, it's anything before, like, 2006. The majority of people that we speak to, it's, like, back in the 80s and 70s and things like that anyway. All we need to do is confirm a couple of details, if you remember, kind of, what home you was at. A little bit about, kind of, what abuse you suffered. Not too much, though. And we can look at getting this, you know, claim process for you from there.
At the St Mary's.
Same, mate. Perfect.
St Mary's at Bluefield.
Yeah, so I'm just going to confirm, first of all, that I've got your details down correctly as well. So, I've got your name, sorry, as Mr. Archie Quay.
Uh-huh.
Would you have been known by any other names at all, or is Archie short for anything, or...?
Archie short for Archibald.
Archibald, perfect. And that's B, is E, sorry, A-R-C-H-I-B-A-L-D, is it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sorry, one moment, and I will just put Archie as well, just in case if, you know, any documents, if you was known by Archie, sometimes they might have put you down as Archie, rather than Archibald. This is the best contact number for you as well, isn't it?
It is, aye.
Can you just confirm your door number and postal code?
It's 76 Dean Street, Kilmarnock, K-A-3-1-E-L.
That's Dean Street, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and what's your date of birth?
10-4-6-2.
10th of the 4th, 1962.
Right, the 10th of the 4th.
Yeah, 10th of April, 1962, yeah?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. You said, what age did you go into care?
I done Borstal.
In Boston, what age was it?
It was about 15, 16.
About 15, 16 years old, yeah. And you said it was St. Mary's?
St. Mary's, Bishop Briggs, Glasgow.
St. Mary's, Bishop Briggs, Glasgow. And how long was you in there for?
17 months or something.
Yeah. Gonna have a quick look now. It's St. Mary's, Borstal, weren't it? St. Mary's, Kenmure, it was, weren't it?
Right, it would be, aye.
Yeah. But it was a,
Was D.
Yeah, no, that's fine. St. Mary's Road, Bishop Briggs, G64.
I don't even know where it's still there or not.
No, don't worry. I'm looking at, like, old records anyway. I've just found it there. That's not a problem. Just to confirm then, with you being obviously 15 years old when you was in there, what's your mother's name?
Helen Best.
Helen Best. And your father's name?
John Quay. Well, my mother's would be Helen Best Quay.
Helen Best Quay. Perfect.
My father was John Quay.
Yeah. And do you remember your address before you was put into the bar school?
Yeah, it was 20 Craig Road, Hurlford.
20 Craig... How's that? Sorry, could you just repeat
Craigie.
That?
Craigie.
Craigie Road.
Hurlford.
And what area was that? Holford, perfect.
It's
Kilmarnock, yeah?
Kilmarnock, yes, sir.
Oh, perfect, yeah, no worries. And Do you have any type of terminal illness or anything like that?
No. I've got high blood pressure.
Perfect, glad to... No, don't worry, glad to hear anyway.
That's just the age.
Yeah, no, exactly. So, what was the reason you was put into St. Mary's?
Oh, it was two or three things. It was been driving without a licence and no going to school.
Yeah. Poor attendance in school. Of course not.
I was in two or three places.
And you said you was around there for around 17 months, weren't you?
Aye. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So just tell me, and I don't need to go into too much detail, but just kind of a little bit about the abuse that you would have suffered when you was in there.
Well, it was assaulted by the staff and trying to be touched up with one of the chefs.
So was it a regular occurrence for the staff? Would they abuse you quite a lot?
Aye.
Yeah, sorry to hear that. Like you say, you know, not going to school a little bit here and there, it doesn't really justify being in a place like that at the end of the day, does it?
No.
Staff would constantly abuse you. And then I take it, if they was obviously willing to physically abuse you, then they would also like verbally abuse you as well and things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Aye, aye.
Yeah. Did they ever make you go without a meal or anything?
Oh, two or three times.
Yeah. Quite a few times would have to go without meals. And again, I won't go into too much detail, but you said one of the chefs there did try to sexually assault you.
Aye, aye.
Well. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, is there anything else you can think of at all, or...?
No, not really. I was in two or three places. I was in Carmichael as well. I was in Maybole.
Where's that, sorry? Carmichael's?
Carmichael. In Maybole. That was an assessment centre. Before I get moved to...
Yeah. And how long was you there for?
I was there for 3 months.
And what area was that? And was that before you went to the Barstool, sorry?
Aye, I was in there. That was an assessment place. Then I was moved to St. Mary's.
Yeah, so just one moment then. So that was Carmichael's Assessment Centre?
Yes, that was Maybole.
Maybole, in Glasgow as well?
No, it's in Ayrshire.
Ayrshire.
No, Girvan. Girvan at the moment. It still comes under Ayrshire, I think.
And there's, for a moment, sorry. So was the place called Carmichael Assessment Centre, sorry, or...?
Carmichael House, I think it was.
Michael House?
Aye, Carmichael. Carmichael.
Carmichael House. Carmichael House, yeah. And was you in there before you went to,
Before I went to St. Mary's? Yes, aye.
Carmichael. And you was there for around 3 months?
I was there for about 3 months.
Yeah. And just, again, did you suffer, like, a type of abuse there while she was there
It was just abuse. That's when I ran away from there. Yeah. I ran away from there two or three times.
Right, just one moment then. So he was being abused there.
Aye.
By the staff?
By the staff.
Yeah. It was a constant thing, so much so that you actually ran away a few times.
I ran away a few times.
Before being put into St. Mary's. No worries. We'll definitely, just so you're aware as well, when it comes to these cases, we're not just clutching at straws or anything like that. Providing you have experienced some kind of abuse, which you've already said to me that you have, this case will be successful. We're not claiming directly from, you know, like the Barstool or from the assessment centres or anything like that. it's the Scottish Government who owe this money now. At the end of the day, they're the ones who are liable for this neglect to begin with. They should have had, you know, more support in place for people, especially at the age of 15 years old and things like that. So, do you use WhatsApp, Archie?
Aye, but I want this tape discreet. I want it kept discreet because none of my kids know nothing about this.
Yeah. No, that's fine. So we may just need, if you do have somebody, just somebody who you would choose, you know, like family or friends or whoever, just to be a supporting contact who can just confirm that you did spend some time in care. Like I say, it's up to you who you choose for that. So I'm not going to say, you know, put your child down if they don't know anything about it.
No, there's none of them know anything about it. And right. My mother and father's dead.
Yeah. No worries. So what I was going to say is we can definitely look at getting this case made for. The average refund that we're looking at the moment as well is around £48,000 per case. Obviously, a lot of cases it can be more, it can be less as well. What I'm going to do for you is I'm just going to send a message on WhatsApp. Do you have a proof of ID, like a driver's license or something like that?
Oh.
Yeah. If I send you this message now, if you can just send me a picture of your driver's license, because the solicitors will need a proof of ID and proof of address in order to make the claim.
Right. I don't know how to do this, but I'll try and work it out.
I can talk you through it if you like. Whilst you're doing that, I'm just going to send the form out for you as well. So, literally, all I need you to do, you can just go get your driver's license first of all and just let me know when you've got that.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, no worries.
Wait, that's me got my driving license out. Right, so how do I do it?
So, first of all, if you just pop me onto loudspeaker and then just, like, click your home screen just so you... Not on what, just so you're not on the, like, the phone call.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And then literally just go onto your camera and take a picture of the driver's license. Yeah. Once you've took a picture of your driver's license, just open up WhatsApp and you should just see a message from myself.
So how do I go onto WhatsApp from here? Get back onto my home screen.
Yeah, go back onto your home screen, yeah.
Into WhatsApp. Right.
Yeah. When you're on my chat with yourself, you should see in either the bottom left or right corner, either a plus sign or a paperclip. One of the two.
Create new contact. Add to existing
contact.
No, so
just where you can, just where you can type your message, where you can reply to me.
Right.
You should just see either a paperclip or a plus sign just there.
That's a wee kind of plus sign. Is that a wee face or something on the left-hand side?
Yes, I think there's a face, and there's also a plus sign just next to it.
No,
just for a moment. Yeah, on the left-hand side, there should be a plus sign.
No, it's just a wee smiley face.
Okay, if you tap that, does that just come up with, like, a load of smiley faces?
It did, aye.
Yeah. On the other side, is there a paperclip or something like that?
Is that what?
Yeah.
On the other side, there's a what?
There's either a paperclip or a plus sign, like a cross.
Showing a photo.
Yeah, and then just select photos. And then just click the recent one that you've just took.
No.
Right there, a paperclip up next to where I pressed it first.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Click that paperclip and it should just say photos or gallery or something.
Gallery, camera.
Yeah. Yeah, gallery, because you've already took the picture.
Right.
And then just select that picture, so just tap that, and it should say okay or tick or something.
Add to capture.
Yeah.
Recent. So what one do I press?
Just press the picture that you've just took.
That's a green light with back out.
Sorry?
Right, how do I send it?
So once you've clicked the picture and you tap that on, it should just be like a plus or saying okay in the top corner, something like that.
Recent, top corner.
Yeah. We're almost there by the sounds of things.
Don't know if that's it sent.
No, I've not got it yet, to be fair.
It's still burrowing round about.
Oh, is it just loading, yeah?
Perfect, then there's that's a wee clip soon.
Yeah. So I've just received that, so that just means if you want to forward it, but you can just ignore that. I've got the ID now. All that's left, basically, and we can get this claim packaged off and over to the solicitor straight away, is I'm just going to send you the form to sign, and that's just basically going to give the solicitors authority to work on your behalf.
Right.
So I will be able to talk you through that as well. It's a really simple process, to be fair. It should take no longer than 30, 40 seconds for you anyway. Just one moment. Perfect. So Sorry. Just sending this now. Yeah, so I've just sent a form just to your text messages now, rather than WhatsApp.
Going to my text messages now?
Yeah, if you could just open up your text messages, you should have a text from Zoho, and it should say MMA Legal.
Messages. Hi, Archie, just a friendly reminder. No?
Yeah.
Maybe that's your back one. That's the messages. I want the messenger.
No, so you want your text messages, yeah?
Nope.
Not too sure whether maybe, you know, just because you might have low signal.
No.
So have you not received a text yet?
No.
No. Okay. Sorry, just for a moment. I heard something. Right, what I might do for you, if you like, Archie, is if I just put the phone down, I'm assuming you've just got kind of, you know, a bad signal at the moment.
Oh.
If I just put the phone down, hopefully it'll come through.
Just right,
so
okay.
You're aware, basically, it's a really simple process. All you've got to do is click the link, the document will open up. You just have to tap where it says signature 2 or 3 times. It'll fill them automatically. And then you just click finish and it'll be done. But what I'll do is I'll put the phone down now, I'll leave it a couple of minutes and then I'll give you a call back. Hopefully it will have come through for you then, okay?
Right, okay.
Yeah, no worries. I'll speak to you in a moment. Thank you.